Yo, so it was good. It's been a quick minute, but I'm back on the lowest of keys, and it was really because I was about to tweet this, but I'm like, yo, I got this little podcast that I don't really record, and I just got back. I gotta put something up, so. I was like, all right, let me just take it to the Anchor instead of taking it to the Twitter where it's super open for interpretation. I ain't with none of that bullshit. But how are you? You're listening to this. You're tuning in. I hope everything is good with you. I hope your vibrations are on 1,000. It's nothing but good energy and people around you. Because that's important. A lot of times we don't realize it's the people around us that keep us down. It's the things we invest in that aren't reciprocating the energy we're putting into it that are keeping us down. Even your foods. You'd be surprised about how your eating habits could affect your mood on a day-to-day basis and your energy levels. So we always got to pay attention to these things. Always pay attention to the people who aren't as happy about the information that you're sharing with them as you are when you are telling them. You know what I mean? Sometimes, and this is my personal opinion, some people genuinely don't want to see you happy. It's not because they want you to die or they want bad things to happen to you. But maybe they're just not in a place to reciprocate your energy, so they just don't want to see it. And you being so happy or up while they're down, it just isn't good. So try to be wary of these things, wary of these people, and move accordingly. Because at the end of the day, no one is gonna watch out for you like you. There are a lot of people that have come close, a lot of people that care about you a lot, but as much as you, that percentage is very low. And if you do find someone who cares about you more than you think you care about you, never let them go. And I'm not telling you to become a stalker, but I'm telling you to try your best to make sure that person is happy in your life and you, again, reciprocate that energy to your best of capabilities as much as they're giving to you. That way, they get to pour into your cup, and you take that, you refurbish the water, filter it with a little bit of your DNA, then pour it right back into their cup. Yeah, I just winged that one, but I'm keeping it. But yeah, man. So back to what I was about to talk about, or the premise that I started this on. Sorry, some shit just flew in my face. I hate summer for that. Now I got a detour again. I went through this entire time just not dealing with bugs and flies and shit like that because the global warming was fucking everything up in a good way. And now it starts to get warm again. And these motherfuckers really don't give a shit about personal space. Like, is there any bug committee? Do these bugs have parents? Hey, why don't the parents of ants? Oh yeah, they're deadbeats. They just lay the eggs and then dip. I'm over here about to have a rant like flies and insects have like parent committees and sit there and parent their kids. These motherfuckers wake up out of eggs like, where am I? What am I? Who am I? Oh, we flying this way? All right, fuck it. Let's fly this way. Oh, what's that? And then before you know it, you're an only child. Like 12 seconds into your life. 3 seconds after you learn how to fly. You're just on your own. Knowing one of these motherfuckers so fucking rude. Because you'll be chilling. Watching something on Netflix. Enjoying something to eat. Or trying to pod. And then, boom, here comes a fly in your face. Now, granted, I'm not at no record studio with a soundproof room and, I guess, sealed doors. So I am susceptible to the ailments of goddamn flies. We need to eradicate them. You know, the other day on IG, I seen something that looked like it just traps the fuck out of them. And I guess it zaps them. And then they just fall into this little thing in the bottom. And it's just, it's not like the old school buzz zappers that used to be outside of bars and houses that we see in movies and shit. It was like a real sophisticated one. You know, IG ain't just gonna show you no bullshit. These ads is premium nowadays. Yeah, everything's still probably coming from China, but that shit looked alright. I might have bookmarked it. I gotta double check. But yeah, that shit fucked me up just now. The fact that this nigga did not care about what the fuck I was doing and just flew right into me. This shit crazy. Alright. Attempt number two about trying to talk about what I started this episode about. It was female friends. I just want to know, why is it so hard to have a female friend? That's always been like one of the things that I could never truly master. I know how to, for the most part, read people. I know how to acknowledge friendships and exactly what this person's strengths and weaknesses are. Granted, sometimes I don't give a shit about none of that. However, I want to move forward with how I'm feeling is what matters until I have to respond to your feelings, until it's a moment where we have to reach a mutual ground, which I'm cool with that at all times, as long as I'm being respected and you're being respected. But that one-sided shit, I'm not with that. That playing the victim shit, I'm not with that. Because a lot of people like to play the victim. Throw the rock and hide the hand. I'm going to punch you in your mouth. Because then you're going to drop the rock. Granted, I could have just walked behind you, try to see the rock. But no. You went through such extreme lengths to throw that rock to hit me and hide your hand. I got to punch you. Or at least slap you. Because I don't really like to punch people that I'm cool with. I'd rather slap. Because if I slap you, you feel the same level of embarrassment that I feel. I feel like slaps do that. Punches are just like, ooh, ow. Slap is like, pow. And then the stinging. And then the remembrance of the stinging and the sound when your face got clapped like a cheek. Kind of love the sound of that. But anyway, attempt number three, the ADD type shit. Female friends is so hard to have, man, because it's always so many different factors that fuck that shit up. Because for me, I've always wanted, and not just one, I've always wanted a bunch of female friends, right? Excuse me. It's like 4 a.m. when I'm recording this. So bear with me. Yes, always a couple factors that keep me from having female friends. Either they think that it's not just about friendship and I'm just biding my time to find a perfect opportunity to paint them with population paint, or it's the other way around where, well, not the other way around at this point. Either it's their male companion or whoever they're talking to feels like I'm just around to do some weird shit. And in reality, I'm not about that time. If I literally legitimately say like, yo, I want you to be my friend, I really do want you to be my friend. Yes, at the same time, your partner should be your friend or your best friend, but it shouldn't be so wicked that having a female friend is so shunned upon. Like, oh, y'all gotta be fucking, especially if both of y'all are attractive. No. I think we should be able to have friends, even if you are attracted to them, that we don't cross those lines. I feel like we're adults. We should all be able to control ourselves. And if it reaches that point, we should have a conversation about it instead of just jumping head first. Because I'm pretty sure anyone listening who's been through something can agree that that never fucking works. I don't give a fuck about that 0.00000001% that shit worked for in the past and they got married and had kids. Fuck that shit. On the regular, that shit don't work. That shit never works out. There's a lot of ego and machismo that goes into that shit. And before you know it, y'all fighting so hard not to be around each other that everything gets weird. But yeah, I remember the last woman that was on the road, because it was pretty fresh to be in my homie. I appreciate that woman. I spent a lot of time with her. I'll call her, chill with her, go out to eat. Everything was calm. Not one time did my junior catch a blood reaction to her. It was always platonic. I'm talking about strictly platonic. And still, the number one curse out of all the other ones that always happens, and I always say this, and this is why I say women are bad female friends when it comes to men. As soon as y'all get a boyfriend, y'all forget all about your male friends. You do not forget about your female friends. Y'all still stay in contact. Y'all still chill. Y'all still do what y'all gotta do. But your male friends, poop, kick to the side. And that's crazy because we people too. We have feelings. We don't want to be just discarded like a fucking bag of trash. I'm not going to hold you. I felt like that with women. Like, I'd be the best thing that ever happened to them until they get some dick. Come on, son. It's not even like I'm trying to give you dick to make you feel all complete like that. I'm just trying to be a friend. But damn, all you needed was some dick to just highlight your life or everything to just seem right. Rainbows start flying out of fucking dogs' asses. That shit is whack. I'm not gonna hold you. That shit happened to me like at least 2 or 3 times. As soon as a girl get in a fucking relationship, it's currents for me. And like I said, it's completely platonic, so I don't understand why that happens. Why can't you hold it down? Shouldn't be a complete 180 as soon as you start sucking some dick. That ain't cool. It's never gonna be cool. Because if you reverse it, it's like me having a homegirl and everything's cool. We spend a lot of time together. And then I get a girlfriend and I completely stop talking to her. I completely stop hanging out with her. I think that would be foul. That would be foul. Yes, all the hanging out and phone calls and like the interactions will come down a bit because obviously I have to respect my relationship and my woman and her feelings towards any of that. But it shouldn't go to zero. That's just mean. We could miss each other and not be on that type of time. It shouldn't always be sexual. Everything shouldn't always be under that umbrella of sexuality. Like, you could be my sis, even though I hate saying that word because most of the time when women use it against men, it's derogatory. But I do need a sis, man. You can't talk to niggas about everything. Men are the worst. You start talking to men about certain things, they just don't get it. Or they don't care to get it. Because because it's not about ass and titties and throat and nothing everywhere. That's all they care about. And even if your mans could hold the conversation, the bandwidth for the conversation is pretty low. It's not enough to get extensive with it or to give you some kind of clarity or just help you just calm down in the situation. It's just, okay, it'll be going good, going good, going good. And then where the bitches at, my nigga? Fuck this. Let's go get some pussy. Let's go see some ass. Nigga, I see ass and I know where to get pussy. I want to talk, nigga. I want to talk. And sometimes niggas ain't hearing that, and which is cool. I'm not saying that a man got to sit there and entertain me about whatever I want to talk about, which is why I need female friends. Women. Women who love to talk. Women who love to get to the bottom of shit. Women who are open to being my friend. That's all I be wanting. A nice female friend where I can just hang out with, talk shit. Like, you know what I mean? We could bounce each other things about the opposite sex. We can entertain each other. And then I can ask her things that women would know or women could help me with, if anything. Not that I need mad help with women. That's not the case. Like these days, I do really want to get into skincare and take care of my skin and being all type of, like, I see some nightly routines that have taken people to the next level. I was like, damn, yeah, I could YouTube it. Yeah, I could Google it just like everybody else. But I'm being honest. It's not something I'm interested in. It's not something that I'm going to Google and then follow through with, because we Google shit all day. Pretty sure I go through anyone's search history that they aren't ashamed of. I'll see a bunch of random Googles. All right. Yo, that shit was funny because last time I was talking to a female friend and she was trying to show me shit about like trading and stocks and this, that, and the third. And I seen her, you know, when you go on Safari and you press the address bar, it'll show you most recent and most clicked. Her shit was Pornhub girls. It was really quick, but I saw it. And I didn't say anything because the conversation was extremely professional, but it was just funny to me because I was teaching her how to close her tabs. Which is funny, nobody really knows how to close all their tabs in Safari. Nobody does it. We just use it, and every time we click, we go to the next thing, and it just opens another tab, opens another tab. Well, basically, you can go into the tabs, and when you go into tabs, you hold the plus button, and it'll ask you if you want to close all tabs. And I'm pretty sure you probably have like 180. So I feel like everybody has between 130 to 180 tabs just randomly open on their iPhone at any given time. So if somebody just wanted to see what the fuck you be going to, they could just go to your Safari, click your tabs, and then scroll through that and just read you to filth. If you're not a child of God, obviously. But yeah, went on a tangent. But yes, back to what I'm saying, like, you gotta stop doing that to men. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women who don't do it. So there's exceptions to the rule. But for me, I be getting tossed, my nigga. And I don't understand sometimes if it's the dude or if it's actually her. And they feel like they can't really consort with me while they're in a relationship. Whatever case may be. But this shit is foul. And I need a female friend that is not attracted to me in the slightest, but will love me like her best friend. And not her gay best friend. I don't need to be that deep. All right? I don't need to be that deep. I'm not your gay bestie. But I wouldn't mind being your friend. A good friend. You can talk to. You can call. You can count on. Be there for you, girl. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm a good friend. There's a couple bitch ass niggas who feel otherwise because they be in their feelings. But I'm a good friend. I feel so. I feel so. But, yeah. That was really just what I wanted to talk to today. Just being a good friend. Be a good friend to the opposite sex. Be a good friend to the same sex. Aside of my issues with having a female friend, I feel like being a friend in general, motherfuckers are not holding their end of the bargain, man. And it sucks. Understanding your friends is like one of the first steps to victory as a unit, not a single, as a unit. You gotta understand them, look out for them. Sometimes your friends don't even need you to tell them they was wrong. Sometimes they don't need you to be on top of them and be like, I told you so. Sometimes they just need somebody to listen. Sometimes they just need somebody to be there, like present. You don't got to ask them what's wrong. Just be there. Eat chips with them. Eat some ice cream. You know what I mean? Watch a movie with them. You don't have to always be some Dr. Phil session. You feel me? Till they're ready. Like, when they're ready to talk, they'll talk. When they're ready to expose. Because that's what you're really doing when you're telling all your business. But express themselves. They will. Because there's only so much we can bottle up. Like, even me, I don't talk that much about my personal life to my friends or to people in general. It's just, that's just me, right? So everybody, or a lot of people, I'm still a mystery too, other than the basic stuff that I'm very, very, very vocal about. But the people who just give me my space and don't badger me about shit, I talk to them as clear as day, easy. Everything comes right the fuck out. But that's part of knowing me. You know what I mean? It's part of giving me the opportunity to do so. I'm not gonna hold you. When somebody just wanna know everything or just wanna know what's wrong all the time, it's like, even when nothing is wrong, they think something is wrong and they gotta ask what's wrong. Those people feel like the cops to me, son. Like, why do you want all this information? What are you going to do with it? Are you adding this to my indictment? What is your deal? You shouldn't, like, not that you shouldn't care so much, but why are you so persistent? Do you have on a wire? Are you writing this down for future purposes? I don't know. I don't like it. But what I do know is that y'all suck as friends. Women. I mean, men can suck as friends too. But men are dumb. I hold women at a higher regard, so I expect more from y'all. That's all it is. But with that said, I wanted to keep this shit short. I didn't even want to hit 30 minutes because I think the last one did. And that ain't my vibe. Trying to keep these short, give you like little instances of my mind, this, that, and the third, while I still learn what the fuck I'm doing with this podcast shit. Because I don't know, I'm still figuring it out. But until then, I'ma pop in and out, in and out, in and out. You know what I mean? Because my second episode, I seen it got 6 listens. That's one more listen than the first episode. So obviously, we got some traction here. You dig? Who knows? I don't know if those are the same people who listened to the first episode. But by numbers wise, it still looks better. 5, 6. Let's see if this one gets 7. Ooh, now we'll cooking. I mean, I feel like that's good for a podcast I'm not promoting whatsoever. I haven't shared a link to this shit not one time. So for it to even have any listens is astonishing to me. I'm just attributing that to I'm guessing the algos just popping this up saying new episode of Cause Podcast, and these kids are thinking, hey, is this the Cause, like the sneaker or the toy? And they're just listening to it. But come to find out, it's just some random dude from Brooklyn. Ta-da! I ain't got nothing but a little wisdom, a little randomness, and some more bullshit for you every now and then. But yeah, I'm a cut this short before I start to hit 30 minutes. But moral of the story is, be a good friend. And women, stop being bad friends to your male friends. Shit is ass. You make people like me don't feel good. Feel like we're not wanted. You know what I mean? Even though we're wanted by our friends and family and the women that love to engage in copious sex with us, we care about our female friends. And I know it's kind of late, but excuse me on the burp. I was in a mood. I wanted to finish. I didn't want to let the burp fuck my shit up. But even if I burped in your ear, it's all good. Family now. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Be a good friend, man. Stop leaving people hanging. Because you wouldn't want to be left hanging, right? So don't do that to your friends. And if you realize you did that, whether you're a man or a woman, stop letting your pride keep you from picking up the phone. Pick up the phone. Let your friend know how you feel and how sorry you feel for letting them down and forgetting about them. Because I don't want to see no motherfucking bullshit when they die. Because that's what y'all do. I hate that shit. And I keep it to myself. But stop waiting until people die to start posting text messages talking about how you missed them and you should have replied back to this DM. That shit is so fucking trash. I mean, want to clown people when they do that. But at the same time, I realize somebody just died and you can't tell someone how to grieve, right? And I completely understand that. But damn, that shit is an invasion of privacy. Like, fuck. Post pictures of y'all together or snaps of when y'all went out. That's cool. But when you posted DMs and iMessages and come on, son. Come on. We didn't like, it's the internet now. It's different if you show it to somebody in person and be like, look, you know what I mean? This shit made me sad. This and the third. All right, cool. But when you post it online, and then it gets even weirder because people are liking. They're liking the post. What do you like about this post? I could be doing too much even with just saying this, because this is a whole sensitive world we live in these days. But nigga, cut that shit out. Post a picture of them. Say you miss them. Stop posting intimate conversations when somebody dies saying that, look, I ignored him or I ignored her 2 years ago or 2 months ago. I wish I answered. You're a fuckity fuck for that. And that's just my opinion. Because I don't think that's what a good friend would do. In my opinion. But goddamn, it's 29:14 on the damn dot. I got to stop just before it hits 30. So look, if you listen to the first two episodes and you're now listening to the third episode, I really appreciate you. I hope you good fortune. I hope everything goes well in your life. You know what I mean? Some positive affirmations for this ending call. Well, this ending pod, because it's not a call, but I feel like it's a call. I feel like I'm on the phone with you, even though you're not talking. You're just listening like a good friend. You see what I did there? All right. I'm not letting it hit 30. So I'm going to holler at you next time I feel like talking. Now shut up.